I was alone in that entire, you know, high stress feeling. But when I spoke to other nurses, I realized that this was actually a massive problem in the nursing community. So I did a study to prove this, and the results were unbelievable. Essentially, new nurses specifically were experiencing greater than 4 out of 5, 5 being the highest level of stress you can experience at the start of their career, which isn't good for not only your mental health, but your physical health as well.
Hello and welcome to the Mindful As Fuck podcast. I'm your host, Kirsty O'Brien, founder of Team KO, a corporate wellbeing coach and your personal meditation mentor. I've helped people all over the world to lower their stress and create more presence, fulfillment and wellbeing in their lives with meditation and mindfulness. I've been on a personal journey to really understand how I can create an environment within me and around me that supports myself and my family to experience full body well-being. And I want to share this journey with you and what I discover along the way. So each week I'll be bringing you guided meditations with me and inspiring and honest conversations that will explore a range of topics, mind and body, supporting you to tune out the noise, lower your stress and experience full mind and body well-being. So let's live more mindfully and consciously and thrive together. Lovely lady, Shannon McPeak here with me, and we've become Instagram friends. Shannon is a neonatal ICU nurse. She is in San Diego. And she has founded the not-for-profit Operation Happiness. So I'm rocking the singlet today.
Hey, I didn't even see that.
So that's how we've connected. We've connected through her amazing movement, Operation Happiness. But so thank you so much, Shannon, for tuning in across the ocean with me.
Yeah, of course.
I thought, could we just start off with a little bit about, you know, what you do as a neonatal ICU nurse and how Operation Happiness sort of came about?
Yeah, so I'm, like you said, a neonatal ICU nurse or NICU nurse. It's essentially the ICU for babies. I've done that my entire career, so I've been a NICU nurse for about 4.5 years. And the reason I started Operation Happy Nurse was because although I love my job and I love dealing with the babies, obviously there's a lot of stress associated with it. So at the start of my career, I experienced a lot of anxiety, pretty bad OCD. I'd wake up with a chest ache almost every day. I just wasn't really myself. I felt my personality begin to alter a little bit. And I had a friend actually tell me that, like I said, I wasn't being myself and that I needed to figure out what was going on. So I realized I needed to get on top of my mental health and I started researching all these different ways to do so. I tried knitting, I worked out every day, I tried, you know, changing up my diet, all that jazz, and I was able to get over that hump. I thought this entire time that I was alone in that entire, you know, high stress feeling. But when I spoke to other nurses, I realized that this was actually a massive problem in the nursing community. So I did a study to prove this, and the results were unbelievable. Essentially, new nurses specifically were experiencing greater than 4 out of 5, 5 being the highest level of stress you can experience at the start of their career, which isn't good for not only your mental health, but your physical health as well. So I decided that I would bring this community together and provide easy access to stress relievers so that nurses could take the stress out of stress relief. So that's what I'm doing right now. And we're hoping to launch the actual Stress Relief Haven community, hopefully in the beginning of December. You know, there could be bumps along the way, but our goal and our hope is the beginning of December.
Wow, it's amazing. And I mean, those statistics don't surprise me because I've had a little bit to do with nurses over the years and what they deal with on a day-to-day basis. And then I can't imagine coming in as a new person to profession, excited and hopeful, and then to have no tools in your hands to navigate the stress and even sometimes the trauma that you can see. So I think, yeah, the statistics are shocking but not surprising, I suppose.
Yeah, and honestly, what was really surprising to me was that it didn't matter what specialty you were. So it didn't matter if you were in an ICU or if you were in administration, the stress was still the same. So it was kind of unbelievable these results became about. So I'm excited to actually do something about it and to bring the community together.
I think it's amazing and much needed, and I can't believe it's taken this long. Not for you, but for someone to do it. So what does Operation Happiness, what does it give nurses?
So nurses can create a profile and then they can go in and pick and choose from these different stress relievers that we offer. For example, like you are one of our meditation instructors. We offer guided meditation. We offer yoga, physical fitness. We have a nutritionist who writes blogs once to twice a month about different things that really have specifically to do with nursing. So her first blog post is actually about combating the difference in metabolism on night versus day shift, which is really cool. And then our chef that we have for Operation Happy Nurse then goes in, takes this blog post and creates different recipes for you so that it's easy. You can read this. You're like, well, how do I do that? Well, here's our chef who then provides you with recipes in order to follow what the nutritionist says. And then even to make your life even easier, we have this food connoisseur who you can send him stuff that's in your fridge, you can send him stuff that's in your pantry, and he'll look at everything and then create a recipe for you and send it your way so that you don't even have to think about what you have to make
or what you can't. I need these.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'm super pumped about that. So though that's not even it. We have a book club because a lot of people stated that they read to decrease their stress. So we have a book club. We've got discussion boards. We have a podcast that explores different stress relievers. Our first season is about adult coloring books. And we spoke with professionals in the field, including an Australian professional named Stan Rodsky, Dr. Stan Rodsky. He's a neuroscientist and creates adult coloring books. So everyone should check him out. He's pretty awesome. We've got, honestly, so many different things. We have discounts for nurses, so many different stuff that is just easily accessible to you. And the nice part about it is if, let's say you're really into meditation, but you're like, I don't really want to be a part of, I don't know, the book club or something like that, you can alter it so your profile only shows what you want to be a part of.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. It's like a one-stop shop for mental health and well-being.
Exactly. It's like I said, it takes the stress out of stress relief.
I think it's so important. Like, I love that you're looking at nutrition and, you know, your mindset and sleep, and all, because it all contributes to how you feel when you show up at work, when all of those areas. And I think too often we tend to just think, oh, well, I'm shopping right now, I'm meal planning, so I should be okay.
Yeah.
But then we skip all the, you know, the mental and the emotional tick boxes as well.
Exactly. So it'll be really good. I think it's going to help a lot of people.
And so it's, how are you sort of going to reach out to nurses? It's only going to be available to US nurses?
No, it's going to be available to everybody. Any nurse from any country. Initially, like right now, obviously, because I'm in the US, there's a little bit more attention from US nurses, but I did recently post a New Zealand nurse and we started to get some attention there, but it is available to any nurse despite where you're living.
Oh, amazing. So, and before we started the interview, we did chat and you spent a brief time in Australia this year.
I did. It's been a wild ride this year for me.
You said through the bushfires and the pandemic. So.
Yeah. So I've been wearing a mask, I feel like, majority of 2020 because they were telling us that we should wear masks because of the air quality from the bushfires.
So. Yes. That's right. I totally forgot about that. So yeah. Whereabouts were you when you came to Australia?
I lived in Coogee, so the eastern suburbs of Sydney.
Nice suburb. Yes. Lovely. Mm-hmm. On the beach.
I did. I loved it so much. It was so glorious there.
Got a very sort of, it's great because it's not a touristy vibe, even though a lot of tourists do choose to sort of stay there. But
yeah,
got a really laid back sort of beachy
vibe. A lot of backpackers, I feel like. There's a ton of, transplants there.
Yes. Bondi. They love Bondi.
Yes, Bondi. That's a big one. That's a big one. But I loved Coogee because it's smaller than Bondi, but it's still got that nice beachy vibes and it's easy to get everywhere. the bus system is great in Sydney. I normally don't really love buses, but the bus system there is phenomenal.
Oh, awesome. And so what hospitals did you, you were actually working in hospitals here in the neonatal?
Yeah. So I worked in hospitals there, but I hopped around to a bunch of different ones. The main one I was at was Royal North Shore. But I hopped around to a lot of different ones. Like I went to St. George's once and a couple others.
Yeah. Well, my little niece was actually born at Royal North Shore last December.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
And I hadn't been in that hospital for a long time, and I was like amazed at how much it had changed. It's all been
renovated. It's a really nice hospital. They've got a lot of nice things there.
They've got everything.
Yeah.
Even coffee stations for the dads. Come on.
I know. It's phenomenal. I really enjoyed working there. I wish I had to leave so abruptly, but I wish I could have stayed a little bit longer.
Yeah. So you pretty much left when they said, if you don't leave now, there'll be no flights to go home.
So essentially, it all happened within 3 days. I was supposed to stay like 2 months later than I actually was there. And I was actually one of those months that I was supposed to go on a trip and hop around to all the Southeast Asia countries. And I was really upset that that didn't happen. I found out within 3 days, they made that statement. A lot of airlines were saying that they weren't going to fly internationally anymore. I talked to my parents. I talked to my friend who was living in New Zealand, and everyone essentially was saying, you need to get home. They might close the borders. And if they do, it'll be really hard for you to get back. So I just kind of knew within 3 days. I talked to my roommates and I said, I'm going to go home. Like, you guys can make your decision, but I need to go home. And they said the exact same thing. They're like, we need to get out of here. So we booked our flights, which was so stressful because everybody was booking their flights to leave, because also a lot of Canadians were stopping in the U.S. before they went back to Canada. So the flights were booking up so quickly that it was really, really stressful. So luckily we got on these flights, we got home, and it probably would have been okay if we stayed later. But at the time, you know, it was so up in the air what was happening that it just felt like we needed to get home or else we weren't going to get home. And that was really tough because I wish that I could have stayed, but I also didn't want to be in Australia and then have something happen to my family back at home and not be able to get there, or have something happen where I got sick in Australia and I couldn't see my family. Like, it just was all, it was a very stressful experience. And I wish that I could have predicted that I could have stayed, but you know, it's, you got to make the decisions you got to make at the time.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, when there's uncertainty, there's so much fear and stress associated. And you've just got to trust that, you, like I said, you're where you're meant to be right now. Exactly. You can always come back.
I will. I'm already planning my next trip there. I'm like, these are the things I didn't get to do and I'm going to do. So I'm very excited for my next trip to Australia.
Exactly. And you know, look, the pandemic's happened, you know, we can check that. Something else major might happen when you come.
Oh my gosh. Like, really? I was only there for 6 months and like pandemic.
Look what you created.
And massive bushfires. Are you kidding me?
Oh. And so you went, did you go straight back into work once you arrived home? Like working in?
Yeah, so I quarantined for 2 weeks and then I drove. So my parents are in Virginia actually. So I went there, I flew there, quarantined for 2 weeks with them, and then drove from Virginia to San Diego to start my job in San Diego.
Wow. And yeah. Straight back into it.
Yeah. And technically, so I'm a travel nurse, technically. I've been at the same hospital here for almost 8 months, but I am a travel nurse here.
So what does that mean?
So essentially, in the United States, and I think you can go to US territories as well, you can hop around to different hospitals for short extents of time. So like 3 months normally is the time period, and just to help them out for a short period of time. And then you can go to another city and do 3 months, and another city and do 3 months. So that's what I am right now, is a travel
and
nurse.
Do you enjoy the constant change?
Yeah, I love it. A lot of people, I think, like having stability and like having one place and getting used to it, and which is nice because you can build up your career that way. But I love seeing new places. I love experiencing living in new places. I I honestly didn't think that that would be me. I thought I would stay. I was raised in the Midwest. I thought I would stay in Chicago and not leave Chicago. But then I started getting this travel bug, and now it's hard to keep me in one place. I have to jump around. It's so, I love it.
It's like that. Travel's addictive.
It is. It's so, I just love, I don't know. There's just something about traveling where you get to see other places that just completely opens your mind and your heart to other stuff.
Oh, I agree. I feel like that's sort of part of our spiritual purpose is to travel and explore and wander and
just
like, lights up different parts of your brain and your soul when you do.
Because everywhere is so different too. And the way people live is so vastly different. Even like from state to state, it's just so cool to experience the lives of all different sorts of people.
Yeah. And so, because I mean, a lot of us aren't in the healthcare field, but we know that that's one of the areas that's had the most strain and pressure during COVID. How is it like working as a nurse during COVID?
Okay, if I'm honest, it's really hard, and I'm not even on a COVID unit. It's the fact that you have to go into the hospital and be exposed to people every single day as part of your job. And then you have to come home to your friends and family and hope that somehow you weren't infected in the hospital. You have to go there knowing that a lot of people aren't really listening to wearing masks and stuff like that, which is also very stressful because you're doing your best to try to help people. And it's tough when people aren't trying to help themselves. And not to mention other people get to quarantine and you don't get to do that. So it's just, it's really, really hard. It's what we signed up for and we're ready to do it and we're happy to help people around us, but it's tough knowing that you have to go into work and you have to be exposed when other people get to stay at home if they want to.
Yeah. And does it change how you are at home? Like, are you still around certain family members or are you choosing to live a more isolated lifestyle when you are off shift?
I don't know if this is lucky or not, but my family is all on the East Coast. So in that aspect, I don't have the worry of having to come home and infect my family members, but I do have my roommate. I do have my friends here. I have a small knit group that we only hang out together just to limit the amount of people that we're around because we want to try to do our part to stop the spread of this terrible virus. So in that aspect of not having my family around, I'm lucky, and I don't have kids, so in that as well, and I'm not near my grandparents, so that is lucky for me, but I still have to come home, like I said, to friends.
Absolutely, yeah. And what are the restrictions like where you are? Because as I said, where we are, we're pretty much sort of back to normal life. So yeah. I always find it so you get stuck in your own bubble of what life's like for you, and it's not like that everywhere else.
So in San Diego, we are now entering restrictions again. We had started to open up. It's mandatory to wear masks in public spaces. Everything was starting to open up again, but our cases have now been rising and now restrictions are happening again. So no, you can't eat indoors. If you're gonna go to a restaurant, it has to be outdoor eating. Gyms and whatnot, they have to be outside. Grocery stores are still open. And then schools, I don't know what they're doing about the restrictions on schools. For a while, it was homeschooling only or virtual schooling, but I know that some schools and some districts were allowing them to come in for like half the week or something, and then the other half of the students would flip. But I don't know what they're doing now that we are hiring, like we're going up on our restrictions. I'm not sure what they're going to do there.
Yeah, I know that the UK is the same with the schooling because one of my friends is currently living there, and yeah, they can still continue going to school, which I just can't imagine as a student going through this. I mean, I've got a couple of kids in high school and in primary as well, and yeah, it's been a strange year for them.
No, I feel so bad for them too, especially like even university students. I feel terrible for university students because it's just such a different experience than other people have, because you have all these restrictions and all these different things that normally society doesn't have to go through. So it's a weird experience for kids to be going through right now.
Yeah. And everything's moving online, which then is even more important for us to be doing things that maintain our connection, isn't it? Like to other people and still know that just because we are perhaps maybe isolated, we're not disconnected, because that's another thing that really severely impacts people's mental health is feeling like they're alone and by themselves. And I mean, even when you expressed, when we first started chatting about the fact that you thought that your feelings of, you know, stress and overwhelm were just isolated to you. Mm-hmm. It's when we start the conversation with other people that we realize that, you know, other people may actually be experiencing the same thing, and that we can get some support or, you know, get the tools which that's why I think it's really important, because when we isolate and we just keep thinking, oh, it's just me, there's something wrong with me, when not, we all experience similar things.
Yeah, it's so hard, and we really need to come together as a community and as a society to get through this. It's just, I feel like there's a lot of divide, specifically in the United States right now. There's a lot of divide, and instead of coming together and supporting each other and pushing through, people are dividing. And I just think that it's so important now more than ever for us to support each other. So it's a weird time, but I think if we're there for each other and we help each other out, that we can get through it.
Yeah, I agree. So the Wellness Hub, what it's called, the Haven, the Stress Relief Haven.
Yeah, we call it the Stress Relief Haven.
I do love that, because it's like, I'm just gonna go in here, put a warm blanket over me.
Yeah.
And see you later. And I'm going to come out a new person, just like having a little nap or a facial.
Exactly.
So that will be hopefully well and truly up and running by next year.
Yes. Our goal is December. I'm holding to my goal. The goal is December, but hopefully nothing stops that from happening.
Yes, we don't need any other global shit happening. We just want a really smooth, you know, run and open for Operation Happiness.
Exactly. So wishless luck, no bumps in the road.
Yeah. And so, as you said, it's open to people all over the world, healthcare workers?
Currently just nurses, because we want to make it so you're surrounded by people who specifically understand what you're going through based on your professional role. But that being said, our hope is to expand it so that there's Operation Happy Nurse, and then there's Operation, let's say, Physical Therapy, and then we expand it that way. So it'll still be you and your niche of your profession, because I found that it's a lot easier to talk about your problems with people who specifically understand your profession and what you're going through, and then there'll be in a separate niche for the other different healthcare professionals.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's really important for like-minded professions to be under one umbrella, because each branch off has its own set of different challenges and things that they're going through, and different patients that they're seeing that are, you know, so different in scope. Yeah. I mean, that's why I think until this, nurses have been really neglected, because there's so much that they cover on a shift as well, which it's just so unlike, you know, and paramedics and all healthcare workers, you know, that what you see in a shift can be so differing.
Yeah.
And, you know, your shifts are so long and you're on your feet and, you know, lack of sleep and all those things is why it's so important for you guys to be prioritizing your mental and physical health as well.
And we do want to focus on the other healthcare professions as well. We're just starting off with nursing because, well, I'm a nurse and I've experienced the personal anxiety there, but we do hope to expand to other professionals and pair with someone who is in that profession who has experienced the mental health strain that is associated with that healthcare field.
So. And so today, how are you with your anxiety?
Okay, honestly, starting the nonprofit is causing me anxiety, but I think once we're up and running, I'll be so excited and it'll be so great and my mental health will get better. I haven't done the best job at prioritizing it when all this is going on because I'm working full-time as a nurse and starting this business. So I do have to do better about prioritizing my mental health. But today I went on a run. So that felt great.
So you got to use those tools.
I know. I'm like, I have all these nice tools accessible to me and I'm just not using them yet. But that's only because I literally have like 20 minutes in a day right now because of my full-time job and this. But I have tried out a lot of the tools, including yours, I'll have you know. And I had my roommate try yours out as well. And she was like, oh my gosh, her voice is so soothing. Like, I've never really been into meditation, but I'll tell you what, like, she is so good. So, class for you. I know, yeah, she loves your meditation files. So, I have had a lot of people try them out. So, they have been vetted and they have been tried out, and all videos and all things have been read and looked at. So we're ready to go and they're very good. And the people who have volunteered are amazing. So it's going to be exciting and it's going to be good stuff. And it will cause stress relief once people are able to go in.
Yeah. And you know what, things like this to build self-awareness around our mental health, which is really important. So you might not be utilizing exactly the tools that you need to right now, but you're aware of your anxiety, how it's manifesting. Yes. How it affects you, you know, and you're probably without realizing it doing some little things so that you can still.
Well, I've been doing breathing exercises because that is just a huge thing. They've tested it. They've proven it. It really, really helps. So I've been doing breathing exercises. I've done a lot of the workout videos. I tried out the chef's recipes and they're phenomenal. They're really, really good. And so I have been utilizing the stuff that we're putting out there. I'm aware of my anxiety levels right now. You know, there's the pandemic going on, there's all this stuff, and there is times where I have to place my mental health at a priority. So I need to practice what I'm preaching, and that's what I'm working on right now.
Look, that's always the struggle. And you know what? Look, you're still here smiling, going through a pandemic, working in the healthcare system and setting up a not-for-profit. Yeah. So something is working for you.
It is. And you know what? Honestly, I was saying this to my mom recently. I was like, I might be stressed out right now, but I think if I didn't practice some things that I would be a lot worse. So I think with having that basis of like, practicing breathing exercises, trying the meditation, trying different recipes, reading the nutritionist articles, reading books. I got a dog. Like by practicing all these things, I've been able to kind of get a little bit of control over my anxiety. Whereas if I hadn't practiced these, I think I would be a lot worse off. Because like I told you, I actually also had both my grandpas pass away within 48 hours of each other. So I've had a lot of stressors in a very short period of time. And I think I'd be a lot worse if I didn't practice.
Yeah, because it's important for us to remember that stress is always going to be present, and anxiety to a degree. There's always going to be things that elevate stress and anxiety. And it's these things that we do that help us to reframe our response so that we don't end up in a ball, or we don't end up, you know, not being able to function or go to work or feel happiness, or, you know, so that's the thing. I think it's about reframing the response to these things so that we can still live a really fulfilled, happy, thriving life.
Exactly. And I am at the point where I'm able to like function. I'm able to do things. I'm aware of my anxiety. I'm able to get out of bed and do stuff to help myself. And I know that at the beginning of my career, I was a lot worse than I am now. And I feel like right now I have a lot more stressors than I did at the beginning of my career. So that being said, I do think what I'm doing to relieve my stress is helping, even though I am stressed. You know?
It works.
So I would be a lot worse right now.
And has it been challenging setting up a not-for-profit?
Yes, but also I have a phenomenal team with me. I have just the best, I have an amazing lawyer who helped us along this entire process and made it really easy for us to understand. I have just the best board in the entire world, but I'm not only a little biased about that one, but they honestly, they made it a lot easier for me by having this awesome team.
You can't do it alone. I love that. No.
Honestly, yeah, like I came up with the idea, but this would have never been a thing without the amazing people who are volunteering and helping me out.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I personally am so excited to see it launch, and I'm so excited to share it with all of the nurses that I have met in my lifetime. And I just think it's going to really be something that is going to help them to, I think it's going to change the whole landscape of nursing in its own way.
And I think it's going to start the conversation as well and make it less hidden that we experience this stress, because we have, like, when we're in work, we have to put on this armor and we have to show that we're, like, very strong. But then when we leave work, that's when we forget to take care of ourselves. So I think this is going to start the conversation and get people ready to take care of themselves and not just other people.
Yes. Yes. I love, because that's the thing, you cop a lot of shit at work too, because people are taking out their own frustrations about their personal situation. Sometimes they forget that there's a person behind, you know, the nurse's uniform that has to also go home and deal with their own stuff. And yeah, and it's starting the conversation, it's having it, and it's also doing something about it, because I think that's where we lack a lot. You know, we're big about let's have the conversation, but not back it up with something actionable that people can start implementing into their lives that is actually going to support them. So I feel like that's where Operation Happiness really fills that gap of, okay, we know that this is what you're going through. Come into the haven.
Yes, come into our haven and let's all work on this together. And that's the part I like about it too, is you're not alone in it. So you go into the stress relief haven and you're not going through this alone. Although it's a personal journey for you, that doesn't mean you have to personally do it alone. You can have support and you can have the people around you help you through this. And that's what I love about this community. And what it really is a community of nurses who can go through this and work together to better the mental health as a whole.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your time today. I know that you have a very, very busy schedule. I'm eating into your me time.
Oh my gosh, no, I was so excited to talk to you, because again, like I told you, my roommate and I have tried your meditation and it's phenomenal. So everybody needs to check it out because it's just so good.
Oh, thank you so much. I need my family to get on board with this. They don't think my voice is soothing at all.
What? No, she was literally like, she has the most beautiful voice. Like, it soothes me down.
Oh, maybe it's because I'm always yelling at them. So if people want to find out more about Operation Happiness, if they want to join the Haven, where can they find more about you, more about Operation Happiness?
Yeah, so we have a website right now. It's our starter webpage, and you'll find out all the information there. And then when it's launched, you still go to that website, so it'll be good. So right now it's operationhappynurse.com, so www.operationhappynurse.com. Or you can also see our Facebook and our Instagram. Those are kind of sneak peeks of what we have to offer. And soon it'll be even more than sneak peeks. We're going to throw some stuff at the community that we also will have to offer. So they can go to any of those three. And if they want to get involved, we have an email on our website that they can go ahead and email us if they would like to be a part of our mission.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, I will pop all those links in the episode notes as well, so that people can, you know, jump on and share it around and really get the word out too, because that's it. It's an exciting time for you. It's about to all come to launch.
I know, I'm very excited about it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. All right, lovely. Thank you so much for your time, and I will talk to you soon anyway.
Sounds good. Thanks for inviting me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you could take the time to leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends and family. I really appreciate you being here with me. And if you'd like to know more about what I do and for some free resources, please head on over to my website, teamko.com.au, and you can connect with me over on social media at Meditate with Kirstie.